Nation.
Carl, I'm not very good at impressions, but I'm going to try to give you one, and then you can go from there.
Yes.
On that. I'm Don Pardo.
Wonderful. Don Pardo, Saturday Night Live. Yes, the great Don Pardo. My observations from the middle of the crowd, my segment on a dear sweet man, a legend in this business. And we had on just recently Joey Reynolds, another legend in the business. And by the way, though, I don't know if Joey mentioned it during our segment with him, but Don Pardo was his announcer for his broadcast on NBC back in the early 70s.
Yep.
Don Pardo, I got to know when I was working, as they say, Madison Avenue. I met him when he was working the Colgate Comedy Hour.
Whoa, boy, that's going back.
Oh, yes, it is. And he also worked your show of shows and the original Jeopardy and the Arthur Murray Dance Party. That's where I learned how to dance, by the way. But he took on national fame when he, in 1975, became the announcer for Saturday Night Live. And he said to me, and I remember back in 1971, this is before SNL, and we were on Madison Avenue, and we were looking, Don was a character. We were looking, we were at Maggie's place, and it's still there, by the way, on Madison Avenue and 47th Street. We were looking to find a way to get American Airlines to support a children's fund. That Don and I were working on with a number of the broadcast executives and people in the industry. So Don saw Tom Scott, one of the senior vice presidents of American Airlines, and sandbagged him and started preaching to the poor man in his magnificent tonal voice, how you must give. Well, before we left the restaurant, that $500,000 was donated. I was amazed. That was Don Pardo. He did things and never got much credit for a lot of the work he did outside the industry. He was a character born of this industry called broadcasting, particularly television broadcasting, though he did some work in radio, quite a bit of work in radio, as a matter of fact. When he was working your show of shows with Sid Caesar, he was known for making flubs on purpose to drive Sid Caesar crazy. He would do it on purpose, and Sid would go absolutely ballistic. I met Sid Caesar some years later, though. I never met him when he was working the show of shows directly. It was at an NATPE, a National Association of Television Program Executives Convention. And he said to me, who I no longer work with, because Sid was out of the business for many years at that time, and I miss his semblance of order, is Don Pardo. Because Don kind of put things all in perspective. When that voice came on the air, very much like Saturday Night Live, he set the tone and said it professionally.
You know, yes, I agree. And I just realized that when I first started this conversation with you about Don Pardo, we did not say that we lost Don Pardo this week.
Yes.
He passed at 96
years old,
years of age.
Tucson, Arizona.
And he was still working as of two or three years ago, I think.
He quit.
Until his health.
Two years ago, yeah. He finally retired.
Yeah. And so this is kind of a tribute to Don Pardo.
Yes.
From those of us who either worked with him or knew him in this magnificent industry called broadcasting.
And thank you for that. I have a tendency of rolling on, and I, you know, he still lives in many ways. It's kind of difficult even to say sometimes that he's no longer with us. But Don had a sense of proportion. He understood the nature of this business, but put it into perspective. He said, it's a job, and I do it very, very well. And you do.
And, you know, you said he's no longer with us.
Yes.
I would disagree with that just a little bit. I would say that, in fact, only his body died.
Yes.
And, in fact, the essence of what Don Pardo was, the goodness that he was, the entertainer that he was, will stay with us all forever.
And as we close this segment, this is Saturday Night Live. Don Pardo, God bless you. May you rest in peace. The very best. Carl Sabatino, Rollins Smith. We're back.
America Weekend. Welcome.
to American Biker Minute. If you're serious about riding where absolutely nobody lives, one person resides for each 10 square miles, we have a ride for you. Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now, get that free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Chicken-sized roadrunners, stinky, smelly javelinas, or herds of wild donkeys in a land long forgotten where practically everything is adorned with prickly stickers. Getting away from the crowd won't be a problem in this land where about one person resides for each 10 square miles. This forgotten land is Big Bend Park with Presidio and Tarangula at opposite ends in far South Texas. Top off the tank, bring plenty of water, and watch for the man as you approach the old mining town of Tarangula. Town cop got new radar for Christmas. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you really feel about the work you do? Research suggests that we tend to see our work in one of three ways: as a job, career, or calling.
Job-oriented people pursue their passions outside work and look forward to retirement. They're mainly working for the money.
Career-oriented people get much of their identity from working and see work as a way to earn status and prestige.
Calling-oriented people see work mostly as a route to personal fulfillment or a way to follow their passions. They want their work to make a positive impact.
Understand your attitude about your work so you can enjoy it more. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.